equation, b is equal to alpha 4. But of course, I don't think all of our members are expecting us to go through it as verbatim. On page 1, we've got the purpose and the role of our mandate as the committee. On page 2, we've got core functions of the department. On and process followed by the committee arriving at the report. On page 3, we've got the NDP Vision 2030, and we've got the MTSF. On page 5, we've got the state of the nation address, 2018. On page 5, we've got the strategic goals of DPE, 2018-2019. And we also have got the summary of key performance recommendations which were done for that year in review, and there are they listed till 3.1.9. And we also have got the responses to key recommendations pertaining to service delivery issues. And they continue as well. On page 9, we've got the overview and assessment of financial performances. And we are also taken through all the reasons for deviation per program. And we are also on page 11 having deviations and mitigation measures. And on page 12, we are having the report of the AG on the department's audit outcomes. And then we've got that which goes on till to 4.10. And then on page 15, we've got the financial performance per quarter, which is 2019-2020. And then it deals also with issues of expenditure per program. And it deals, as I said, per program. And on page 17, we've got the overview and assessment of the delivery performance, and we've got the program performance on page, which goes till page 18, and it deals with that care program and outline program program 2, and then program 3, and then program 4, which is on page 23. And then program 5, which is on page 25. And then page 25, at the bottom, we've got the overview and the assessment of financial performance. And then you are given on page 26 the reasons for deviation. And those reasons are given per program as well. And on page 28, you've got the ages, the audits on SA Sams and Lewis Interface. And on page 29, you've got the Department of Basic Education Audit Committee, and they have taken us through the audit improvements, the improvements on irregular expenditure, the challenges, accelerated to school and other initiatives. And then on page 30, at the bottom, you've got the audit outcomes, performance information. And then on page 31, you've got the overall portfolio committee observation. And I take it that members had time to go through the report and the audit outcomes. Of course, they also did pair program. And then on page 33, you've got your conditional grant, and then the statutory bodies, which is your Malusi, and it deals with Malusi, their performance, and of course a peer program as well. And it also gives the reasons for deviations where there are. And on page 37, you've got the issues of human resources as well. And there are the tables that deals with all the things that I've spoken to, and then on page 38, the statement of financial positions of the entities, and on page 39, it deals with the current issues and the way forward. challenges and deals with the program performance and the report continues per program as well with faith. And then on page 49, it then takes us to annual financial statements of faith. And then it analyzes the financial position, and it also deals with the statement of changes in net assets, and then it deals with the statement on cash flow, and then the audit report on sales, and then on page 53, they are portfolio committee observations, and the portfolio committee recommendations on page 55, those deals with Omalusi, and on page 56 we've got the recommendations again that deals with sales. And then you would have the portfolio committee recommendations that deals with Omalusi. And then we say that the report then needs to be considered. On our adoption, it will of course be HCC. That's the report on our matter. I think it's quite lengthy, detailed, and all the issues that we have dealt with. Any interactions to the report, or can we adopt it? Martha Balala?
In future, it is all the matters that we have already dealt with. I would like to move for adoption of the report.
Any second? Second?
Madam Chair, we support an equivocal.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honourable members, if you would recall, we've got a presentation that we must still have, which is not. In fact, it was programmed, but we needed to calculate based on the request by the House Chair. Now, I'm supposing, knowing very well that you've got your program, but looking at the topic itself, it needs the whole day. I mean, the whole day would mean the whole morning. We can't have two presentations in one day. So if honourable members can just agree with us to have that presentation next week, Wednesday, the 30th, inclusive education. Thank you very much. Thank you, honourable members. And then I'm told we've got 2 sets of minutes to adopt. The minutes of the 15th of October, where we had the presentation on the GEC and ELRC. The first page is the members that were present, and the second page, the third page deals with the introduction, and then page 2, we had the presentation which was led by the Deputy Minister Mhaule on the GEC, and then we had the Portfolio Committee observations on page 4 and page 5, and then on page 6, when we're supposed to deal with responses, we allowed the Minister to have an input as well, Honorable Atwan. Thank you. And then the minutes of the 16th of October, Honorable Members, we had the presentation on the South African National Lexicography Unit on Indigenous Language. Then on page 1, it was the members that attended. On page 2, we had an introduction, and then we had a presentation from Mr. Ball. On page 2 to page 3, where our committee observations started, and then we had responses from the lexicography unit, and then our meeting adjourned at 10:47. Any corrections? Can we adopt?